How do you deal with the death of an unsaved loved one? I was on the phone with one of our brothers on Monday, and his 93-year-old dad had just died. And I, whenever that the word comes to me, I'm just so hesitant to ask, was he a believer? I want them to. And he did. He brought it up and he said, I don't have much confidence that he was. And then he said, but I'm going to have to just leave that to the Lord. Which is kind of a, I'm sure he didn't even think of it this way, it's kind of a biblical paraphrase of the text that I use most often in this context is, will not the judge of all the earth do right? And I've only done a few funerals for unbelievers that I know are unbelievers. They're way worse than anything. I'd rather do a suicide of a believer than a funeral for a blatant unbeliever. And I remember one time just standing around the coffin, there's about 12 people there. And the older woman who knew her brother was just a pagan, just hated everything about the church and Christianity. And I couldn't hide this. Everybody there knew, what's he going to say? What's the pastor going to say? There was no hiding this. And I said, we all know. I can't remember his name now. He wasn't part of our church, or I never knew him. There he was in the funeral. We all know that he was not a believer. And we know that he deserved the wrath of God, and we'll experience it. But what we must keep our focus on is God is just, God is good. God does not do anything that we will not ultimately approve someday. And then I read that text from Genesis 18, 25. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? And right now, I confess, right now, the right thing feels very painful to us. Horribly painful. Maybe immobilizingly, paralyzingly painful with grief. We need to move to the point where by grace, we realize that one day God will give us the emotional wherewithal to see the justice in all of his actions. And that seemed to help.